Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Van Groh. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Mogridge. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Mogridge. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Dixon and he is out, Lamott applying the tag. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Lamott reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamott scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Mogridge covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvengro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvengro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Mike Kvengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kvengro bunts towards the mound. Mogridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. The ball gets by Robertson, who chases it down. There goes Schalk trying to score. There's the throw to the plate, and he's out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Mogridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mogridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lamotte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. McManus moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvengro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to second. One out. Mike Kvengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kvengro is 0-for-0 in the game. Kvengro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mogridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mogridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Mogridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mogridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Mogridge hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamott hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengro is 0 for 1 in the game. Vengro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacobson moves to second. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengro spins and fires to second, with Davis covering, and has Jacobson trapped. There's the throw to Calm, who tags Jacobson for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. George Mogridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mogridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Mogridge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamott takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Lamott moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Falk catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Falk. Lamott tags and scores. Sisler scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McManus reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson is walked intentionally. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacobson moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Rego now catching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.